Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills. That draws us to.
Confess. of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is God's power of salvation. Oh, to everyone that believes it, and it is to everyone that receives it, he shall have everlasting life. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is God's power of salvation, the power of salvation. Oh, to everyone that believes it, and it is the power of salvation. Yes, it is.
His word.
His word is healing to every nation. Oh, yeah.
God's word.
His word will take you all the way to glory. Yes, it will.
Set the captives free.
wanting you more each day to show us your perfect way, and there is no other way that we can live. We need, Lord, we need to hear from you. We need a word from you. If we don't hear from you, what will we do? What will we do, Lord? We're wanting you more each day to show us your perfect way, and there is no other way that we can live. Destruction is now in view. It seems the whole world has forgotten all about you. Children are crying, people are dying, they're lost without you. So lost without you. But you said, if we see your face and turn from our wicked ways, you promise to heal our land. Father, you can. That's why we need to hear, Lord.
We need to hear from you. We need a word from you. If we don't hear from
and turn from our wicked ways. You promise to heal us, then, Father, you can. Oh, we need to hear from you, and we need a word from you. If we don't the things that you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me, and the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. Oh, that I am and ever hope to be, oh!
nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one. No, no, not one. Nobody can heal our soul diseases. No, no, not one. No, no, not one.
All right, see,
there's nobody. Nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one.
No, not
one. Nobody can heal my soul's diseases. No, no, not one.
No, not one.
Oh, no.
There's nobody, nobody like Jesus. No, not one. No, not one, not one. Nobody can heal our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, no, no. No, not one, not one.
There's nobody,
nobody,
nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one. No, no, not one. Nobody can heal our soul's diseases. No, no.
No, 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 not one. No, not one. Nobody can heal my soul's diseases. No, 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 not one.
Bring the mic down, yeah. Listen. there's nobody, nobody like Jesus. No, no, nobody, yeah, nobody like him. Nobody can heal my soul diseases. Nobody, oh no, 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 na, 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 no, 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 no. No, no, no,
no,
no,
nobody.
Nobody can
hear me. Nobody like Jesus.
Nobody,
no, no, not one. No, no, not one. Nobody can heal us. I saw diseases. No, no, not one. No.
Nobody can heal my soul's diseases. No, no, not one. No, no, not one. Oh.
There's nobody, nobody like Jesus. No. No, no, not one. No, no, not one.
Nobody like him. If you just try him and see, you will find that he is all that you need. Yeah. No, oh, 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 not one. Oh, not one. There's nobody. I said there's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody. Nobody like my Jesus. Oh, nobody, nobody, nobody,
nobody,
nobody,
nobody,
nobody. If you believe it, say nobody. Say nobody. Say nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. There's nobody like my Jesus. So everybody help me sing that there's nobody.
There's nobody. Nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one.
what's on my heart today. I cannot get over the feeling. So many lessons I have learned. I have learned that if you love, then you will give. I have learned that if you love, you will communicate. He said to me, if you love me, you think about me more. If you love me, you'll be full of life and fun. If you loved me, you would be cheerful around. He said, I'm leaving you.
I've been praying about this for many months. Let your will be done. And I've been thinking very hard. God help me to choose the right person. Now I have made up my mind about who I'm gonna propose to. I'll see the lady tomorrow night. This is what I'm gonna say. I'll say I love you. I'll marry you and I'll take you. Help me do the right thing. I've never been this way before. I wanna have a good relationship because I wanna serve you all my life. I don't want battles in my bed. Don't want trouble too. Lord, please help me do the right thing as I propose to my beloved tonight. When I see her, I'll say I love you. I'll marry you and I'll take you home.
Come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. They came to hear him and to be healed.
He cast out the spirits with his word, that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Malachi and Isaiah. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of righteousness arise with healing in his wings, for himself to carve in infirmity. And he bore all our sicknesses away. Jesus went about all Galilee, healing so many diseases. They brought the sick with diverse torments, lunatics whom Satan had oppressed, those who were maimed, those who had the palsy. Oh, and Jesus healed them all. But unto you, multitudes came unto him, having with them those who were lame, those who were blind, the deaf and the dumb, and all those who were crippled. Down at the feet of Jesus. Oh, he laid his hands on every one of them. But unto you, we'll be right back.
Amen. How many of you enjoyed Ida and the Milky Way stars? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for my favorite part. The best is yet to come. And if you're excited as I am, rise to your feet, make some noise. Let's welcome Bishop Dagwood Mills.
Wow. Are you glad to be here? Father, thank you for this evening. What a wonderful revival we are having in our lives. Touch us, Jesus. Thanks for touching our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You are looking for Hosea, chapter 12. Hallelujah. What a blessing to be in church. We could have been in the mortuary on one of the trays. They slide you in, slide you back. And here we are in church. What a blessing. All the wonderful, powerful bishops and visitors are welcome. Now, I'm sure we'll soon have our carpet. Because I told you, we believe in falling down. You like such things? Why not fall down in His presence? We are young. So, we are ready to fall in His presence. But tonight, I want you to just look at a few verses in the prophet. This is a big prophet. Hosea is one of the big ones. And there you are going to see the secrets of a person who has become famous up until today. And the secrets that made him famous. So my message is Jacob. Hosea 12, verse 1, Jacob. Ephraim feedeth on wind. Now, Ephraim was the northern tribe and the largest tribe. So sometimes when the prophet was referring to Israel, he would say Ephraim instead of Israel. All right? So sometimes in the Bible you see Ephraim. It means Israel. All right? Ephraim feedeth on wind and followeth after the east wind. You never feed on wind. Don't be happy with emptiness. There are many empty things. You don't have to be happy with them. Wind cannot help you. How can you? You just have gas. He daily increaseth lies and desolation. And they do make a covenant with the Assyrians. And the oil is carried into Egypt. Instead of the anointing being used in the work of God, it's being carried to Egypt, to the world. Right? But really, we are not so much concerned about the negativities. In this passage, the prophet jumps in an almost disorderly manner between the good and the bad of Jacob. The Lord also has a controversy with Judah and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings, will he recompense him. All right. Now, he took his brother by the heel in the womb. And now he's coming to the parts of Jacob which you are going to adopt as your lifestyle. All right. And by his strength, he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. And he wept and made supplication unto him. And he found him in Bethel. And there he spake with us. Verse 5. Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. And the last verse for today is, therefore turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God for 21 days. Wait on thy God continually. Amen. That's why we are continuing the fast here. The traditional one is past. We are now starting for the year. Are you excited about the revival? Revival of your fasting life. How can you finish with God in 21 days? Supposing God finishes with you in the first 21 days, what's going to happen? So, everybody should go by the regimen which we have described this morning. Now, verse 3. Back to verse 3. These are the secrets of Jacob. Jacob is a very famous country. He became a country. Few people become a country. Can you imagine if you become a country? Do you see? If you grow and you become a country. I mean, it's what? So, it's supernatural. Marriages, the number of children, giving birth, things working in a certain way. Marriages, giving birth, children dying, people dying, but still multiplying, 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 multiplying. It's a fantastic thing. Very, very fantastic. Now, there are the first thing. There are just three, four things about Jacob. One, he took his brother by the heel in the womb. Now, Jacob was not somebody to allow you to be far ahead. Do you see? You are going out of the womb. I'm coming too. You get it? Like you are going to fresh air. And I should stay in water. Am I a fish? Now, one of the ways, one of the great secrets of Jacob is his ability to hold his brother by the heel and not allow his brother to go too far ahead. Following and surging forward and catching up is the practice of all progressive peoples. If you study the secrets of Europe, for example, no country in Europe allows his neighbor to go too far from him. You are going out of the womb. I'm coming too. And I'm not coming. You know, twins, one can be born now and the other can come out several hours later. Yeah. Like you think that it's like it comes and you know how other things come. One, two, three. No. It can come and then. Oh, Dr. Nabia, is that not true? Yes. How long can it be? Several hours. 6 hours. That's a gynecologist right there. Obstetrician. You see. Now, you want to leave me in the water because the womb is full of water. And we are not breathing air there. You are going to breathe fresh air. I should stay here. So he held his brother. I said, hey, where you are going, I'm going too. We are going together. So learn, apart from everything, let us learn from the people that God gives us. And decide to catch up. Yes. Why not? We can catch up. And instead of being left far behind, if you look at Africa compared with Europe, you see that we have been left far behind. Yes. I mean, it's like you are not born in the same year. But Jacob was ensuring that as you are going, I'm following closely right behind you. All right? So the art of following and copying something that is ahead and not allowing it to be too far from how you are is very important. You know? So when God shows you something wonderful near you, decide that I'm going to catch up. I'm going to catch up. I'm not going to be far and say, oh, that's your gift. Hey, you there, you are lucky. Hey. White people are like, Charlie, hey, these people. No. You can have what they are having. We can have what they are having. Long ago, they stopped building the way we build with iron rods and concrete, the way we are building. In 18 whatever, they came up with steel and stopped building this way. You know, when you see people casting columns with wooden boxes. Now, it was the discovery of steel by Carnegie and his ability to bring it to America that made them able to build skyscrapers in 18 whatever. And they made it possible. So they started to build cities. That's how come New York and all those cities were built up. Do you see? And I mean, it is 100, 200 years later. You see, we don't even use steel to build. Nobody builds. Steel is this one. This thing you see here, that's steel. They don't cast concrete the way we are doing. So they build it like that, 40 floors, 80 floors high. So when the September 11th happened, the plane went in and the fire was very hot. So it melted the steel. That's how come the building collapsed. So it melts the steel and then it caves in. You see, I mean, if you go to Zimbabwe, between Zimbabwe and Zambia, there's a bridge. It was built in 18 whatever or 17 something. We still bridge over the river, over to cross between Zimbabwe and Zambia, across, very high in the sky. They brought the pieces from England. So it's like we have been left far behind. Do you see? Far. But Jacob wouldn't let you leave him far behind. That is why when the Russians went to space, the Americans said, we are going to space too. And they went, they caught up. Okay? And that is why when not only the Russians went to space, when what did the Russians do? When they had this fighter jet, the MiG jet, which was better than the Americans' ones, they paid an Egyptian money to, although he was a pilot of the Air Force of Egypt, they took his family out slowly and then they paid him millions to fly the Russian plane to Israel. And so they took off as if it was a normal Egyptian Air Force flight, like patrol. Then suddenly the guy turned left, straight, top speed with the plane. Yes. Speed to Israel. When he arrived, the Americans were there. They were waiting. When they arrived, then they took the plane apart to see the parts and everything. Because the spirit of Jacob is not, you can't have a plane. You can't have a plane that is far faster than mine. It can turn. It can do L, U, C, Y, everything. I can't do it. So catching someone who is going up, it's not to sabotage him, but it's like, look, as you are going, I'm also going too. So tonight, I don't know what situation you are in, but I tell you, right before your eyes, God shows you examples. And he says, catch up with this thing. All through my ministry, God has shown me things to catch up with. Yes, and I'm catching up. I've been catching up for years. I've not just leave you to just be so far. Whether it's church, whether it's conferences, whether it's crusades, whether it's books. I saw Kenneth Hagin has published 65 million books when he died. So I prayed for not 1,000. Because when you publish a book, you may print 2,000 or maybe 1,000, maybe 5,000. So I saw 65 million. And I saw a hill far away. I said, hey, I held it. Not too far. So as we speak now, we have over 15 million books published and printed. Yes. And counting. So God should show you what, when it's God's will, you are doing something. You must not let it, something be so far, like you are so scruffy compared to something that is so neat. Yes, so scruffy. Somebody's marriage is very nice. Yours is bad, 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 bad. Huh? Those of you who come to First Love Church, you see the young people marrying happy, going for honeymoons and coming. You have to see something that their heels are ahead of your heels as you are sitting in your sauerkraut marriage. You know sauerkraut. Yes. Vinegar. Huh? You've made yourself very different. Ooh. Premature aging. Yes. So God is doing it. So whatever in relation to prosperity, yes. God should show you. Yes. God should show you. There are people who don't owe money. Yes. There are ministries that don't owe money. There is prosperity without owing. There are cars without paying monthly. There are things, and you can catch up. Amen. Amen. You are the next to catch up. Amen. You'll never be far from something. Now, why is it that people don't catch up? They are too lazy. So, you are going, okay, bye, see you later. Laziness does not let you follow. I've come to see there are many people who admire what we are doing in our church, but they are too lazy to do what you have to do to catch up. True. Number two. Read on. And by his strength, he had power with God. Look at verse 4. Because they changed the order. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. And he wept and made supplication unto him. And he found him in Bethel. You see, he found God in Bethel. Now, the next thing that you have to do is to find God with Bethel. And he says, and he spake with us. So in Bethel, God will speak to you. Verse 5, even the Lord God of hosts. Now, what did God tell him in Bethel? In Bethel, you find it in Genesis 28. All right? And you see God speaking to him. Verse 12, Genesis 28, verse 12. He dreamed, and behold, a ladder set on the earth. So he's telling you the main key highlights of Jacob. One was that he took hold of the heel. Number two, in Bethel, he found God. Is that not what he says in Hosea? He found God. He had a personal encounter. And tonight you are having a personal encounter. And this is, and he dreamed a dream, and behold, a ladder going up to heaven. This was a dream. You see, you can find God in a dream. You may sleep and, you see, most of the time, people don't have different experiences from you, but you don't take it seriously. People come to church, they don't take it seriously. But somebody today may be the turning point in this service. Because the Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. And behold, angels were ascending and descending. Next verse. This verse 13. And it says, and the Lord stood above it. You see, at the top of the ladder was God. He found God in Bethel. This is Bethel. And he said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. Verse 14. And behold, and thy seed shall be as the dust, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Thou shalt spread. Wow. Verse 15. He found God. And behold, I'm with thee, and I'll keep you. I'll bring you back to this land. I will not leave thee until I've done all that I've spoken to thee of. Wow. Verse 16. And Jacob awaked out of his place, and he said, surely the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not. Verse 17. And he said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. The gate of heaven is open to you today. And verse 18. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone for the pillows and poured oil on it. Verse 19. And he called the name of that place Bethel. This is Jacob. He first held the heel of his associates and said, I've not let you go too far ahead of me. I will copy you. I will follow you. And I will hold on to your coat so that I'm close to you. Don't let somebody who has to be close to you go far. It's your fault when people are far. Number two, find God for yourself. You know, don't depend on Abraham, your grandfather, or Isaac, your father. People must find God for themselves. That's why sometimes you have somebody who is the son of a pastor, but he may not know God to a certain extent. But somebody who is the son of a wizard or the son of a, I mean, somebody who is not so serious with God. Do you see? Because he finds God for himself. Because he can't find God by inheritance. It's true. You have to have your own relationship with God. You have to. Nobody can do it for you. You must know your God personally. He found God. Go back to Hosea 12 and you see verse 5. Verse 4 and verse 5. Hosea 12 and verse 4 and 5. Quickly. He had power over the angel. All right. And he found him in Bethel. Hallelujah. And there he spake with us. Now, during our continuous fast throughout the year, the aim is to find God. I want you to find God personally. Don't say my bishop is this, or my bishop knows this, or my bishop is a man of God. No. I want you. Look at it, he says in Hosea 12. He found him in Bethel. He found him. He found God. That's where he had the dream of the ladder going. And at the top of the ladder was God. And through that dream, he had his own personal relationship. You know, if you are working with me, if you are close to me, you must also pray for yourself. Oh. Because even in my house, I pray myself. My wife also has her own prayers. Everybody and his prayers. God didn't call me and my wife. He called me. And then I married my wife. That's it. She has to find God. God didn't call me and my children. My children have to find God for themselves. God didn't call me and my staff, those who work for me. Those who work for me close, those who work for me far. He called me. You have to also find God for yourself. God didn't call me and First Love Church. He's called me. You to have your own experience with God. This type of fasting where we are trying to finish the 21 days. Listen, you cannot easily find God finishing with God. God cannot be finished with. Okay? So find God. I need you to find your God for yourself. He found God. He prayed to God. He knew his God. So all of you, and I'm saying to all of you who are closer to me, working with me, better find God. Oh, don't just think you are riding on the wings of somebody who is following God, you know, on the momentum of something that is flying. You must find God for yourself. Find God for yourself. And if you have getting a beloved and you are going to propose and so on, make sure your beloved knows God. Not that she's seen that, I mean, because you see, what one of the things that happens is that the people you are going to propose to, they study your interests. So if they see your interest is ministry, then they start saying spiritual words. When they see you, they say, I was thinking yesterday about Adoniram Judson. Yes, they study your interests. They study your interests. If they realize that you are an NPP supporter, they'll start to say things, good things about Nana Akufo-Addo. If they feel you are NDC, they'll say, look, Mahama is coming back. They study you to see your interests. Rarely do people see me and not speak in a spiritual way. Sometimes, you know, when I hear of some of the things that people have said, and I think to myself, this person, when was talking with me, said only spiritual words. As if the person doesn't know other topics. But it's because they study me and they feel that, Bishop, it is missions that he's interested in. He found God. He found God. Find God. He found God. Find God. I beg you. You must also wait on God yourself. Wait on God. Go. Mampong. We have prayer gardens. We have rooms. Go. A Christian should go to the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says, where Jesus was wont to come, which means where he used to go to. I have always gone, have a place or more than one place that I go to pray since I was in secondary school. Oh yes, always, always. But why would I create that garden? Why didn't I build a nightclub? Well, I don't know nightclub. I know waiting on God. I've made rooms Christians to wait on God, to stay there, pay the price, whatever it costs. Be there yourself, just you. Put on your music and stay there, this beautiful atmosphere. He found God. He found God. Jacob found God himself. Abraham found God. Isaac found God. But Jacob had to find God himself. You would have thought that, oh, you are guaranteed. Charlie, you there. Say you are Abraham's, you know, your father, no, Isaac, Oh, then you are true. No. Not like that. Your father is this. Not like that. Yes, you have a comfortable lead. You are in a comfortable lead. Because Abraham is your grandfather and Isaac is your father. You are in a comfortable lead. Now, I am speaking to all of you, those of you who are close, those of you who are close and around, find God, oh, Sometimes I'll be standing with you. I've prayed for 8 hours before I came to stand with you. I will be joking with you, laughing with you. So bring biscuit and let's eat. Oh, bring whatever. But I woke up at 1 a.m. and I prayed till almost 11 o'clock. And I came, I'm chatting with, oh, bring biscuit. Oh, let's eat. Oh, what is the news? Okay, this and that. But me, I've prayed for 10 hours as I'm chatting with, but I will never tell you. I'll never tell you. I didn't learn Christianity where you advertise outside 21 days fasting, 40 days fasting. I didn't learn it. I learned those things are private. Private. Am I saying the right word? Private? Is it the... When somebody says going to private, is it the right thing? Is it the right English word? Private. When somebody prays and knows God, you can't see it on his face. You can see it with time. Yes. You can see with time. So, don't forget Jacob. He found God by himself. Alone. And he found God. You can't pray alone. You are not a Christian. You can't pray alone. You can only pray at prayer meetings. Huh? Most of my prayer I'm alone. Most. 90 to 100, almost 100% alone. I rarely pray with my wife or with anybody. I rarely pray with anybody. Rare. It's rare to see me with people praying. Apart from being in church. But that we are praying now. And if I'm praying, you hear that I'm praying. I can be in the next room. You never know that I'm praying. Yes. When I start to pray, I sleep the first few seconds. When I wake up, it's like I've taken a drug. Oh, yes. I will never sleep. I won't watch television. I won't watch CNN, nothing. I don't check my phone. You can check. Those of you online, you can check. It went last online. You will see that it was last week. Look, Jacob became Israel. But how did he become Israel? Number one, he said, you are going far, not too far. Not to cut you down, but I'll be near. Come in here. Yes. And number two, he found God himself. Number three, and the last. Hosea 12, verse 4. He had power over the angel and prevailed and he wept. This one, this story is in Genesis 32. The first one is Bethel, is in Genesis 28. And this one is in 32. So that one he called it Bethel. This one he called it Peniel. All right, Peniel. Now, this is what happened. He met a man in Genesis 32. And he struggled with the man. Do you see? So it looks like spiritual things are in waves. It's like you can't just have one experience and then it's over. No. He wrestled with the man until the breaking of day, even after the Genesis 28. This is 32. This is Genesis 32. This is four chapters after. So the Bethel came first. And Peniel came after. B comes before P. So Bethel before Peniel. To help you to remember. So the 28 comes before 32. Now he has already had his place and found God. What again? God is not somebody you can finish with in 21 days. You can finish with God by the 28th of January. Finish with God. So funny. Wrestle with a man. Wrestling. Prayer is like wrestling. You must master the art of wrestling in prayer. Many times when you are praying, you are actually fighting with spirits. Now listen, if you ever follow your feelings for spiritual things, you are going to make great mistakes. That's why spiritual things, if you want to really judge a spiritual thing, you better just look at its fruits. Because it's not easy to even feel the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you can feel something, but not much. Look at the devils in the madman of Gadara. 6,278, something like that, devils. And about 70 chariots. That make up a legion. Yes. Chariots of demons apart from the foot soldiers. And this hall has 5,000 chairs. More than the Kodesh and more than almost all the churches in Accra. Yes. Of chairs in a room. Yes. In one place. And the 6,000 in one person. So then people have asked the question, how many demons can fit at the tip of my finger? If there's 6,000, where do they fit? So your ability to understand the spirit world is very limited, and so is mine. So don't even try. Believe. So he said, how do you know you are wrestling? He said he wrestled with a man till the morning. He was actually dealing with an angel. And the angel was surprised. Verse 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, the angel saw that he wasn't winning because he was not giving up. God is looking for people who will not give up. When I declare that you are blessed, I've been declaring blessings over you, my children. Look, I'm seeing it practically. It almost gives me goose pimples when I cast my mind back to when we were meeting under trees at Legon. And I have some people today are doing high things, but I knew them as students. Yes, they were little bitty nobodies going from room to room. Huh? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And he saw that he couldn't win. Like, he couldn't, the prayer, he said, I will not give up. I will not give up. Yes. Sometimes when I go to prayer, I say, Lord, you know, I'm here again. And what I said yesterday is the same thing I'm saying today. And I will not give up. You have to answer my prayer. John 15, verse 7 is my, maybe, Kenneth Hagin had what he called prayer seminar every year. And his cardinal scripture was John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what he will, and to be done unto you. That one and Ephesians 6, 18. These are the two verses. This is that he read them only, and then he starts to talk every day, every year. Yes. And then Ephesians 6, 18, not 8. Now, back to the hollow. So when the angel saw that he wasn't winning, then he touched in the hollow of the thigh. Do you see? I don't really know where that is, but it's, some people say the tendon. Some of the versions say the tendon. You know, and this is the quadriceps. Quadriceps and behind. What's this big one? Where are the anatomy students? Where's Solomon? Solomon. Is the sound control. What is the muscle here? Priscilla. You've forgotten your anatomy. Quadriceps. Gluteus maximus. Vastus lateralis. Vastus medialis. And what is at the back? The big one. You've forgotten this one. Big. So he touched him in the tendon. And then the hollow. Now, Israelis don't eat that part of the cow. Because of this. And after that, verse 30, 26. 26? And he said, let me go. The day breaketh. And people are going to catch me. It's an angel. He shouldn't be caught on earth. I realize he's dead and we are having a funeral for an angel who came to earth and was not able to go back in time. And he said, look, you see, I'm explaining to you why he was great. What made him great? He said, I will not let you go except thou bless me. Blessing again. Blessing again. Bless me. If you ask me to choose between education and blessing, I'll say, bless me and keep your education. Yeah. Huh? Bless me. People who do well with God, they are greedy for blessings. They are always never had enough. Please, one more. Another. And another. Bethel has happened. My father had it. God bless Isaac. God bless his grandfather. You have already had a blessing at Bethel. I need more. Another one. Bless me. Bless me. Amazing. When you look at the state of Africa, you can only explain it in the terms of blessings and curses. I drove through the whole of Zimbabwe. Beautiful, beautiful. If you want a beautiful country, Zimbabwe, they don't have money. Like money to use. Cash, like the currency. They don't have a currency. They have more gold, even now. More. And you see the country, you can't explain it. Whether democracy, this, that, apartheid, the state comes to the same. Yes, it's amazing. So that is why I want you to seek for blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is Jacob. Bless me. Bless me. Pray until so prayer must not pray until 21 days, but until you are blessed. I don't feel the blessing yet after these 21 days that we have just finished. Yes, I don't yet feel any blessing. Many of us didn't even fast in it properly. You've added yourself to the church. A young person who cannot fast dry and do dry fasting every day, you don't eat. It shows your flesh is out of control. Yes. And since your stomach is out of control, other organs in your body will be out of control. Shabaya. What other organs could be out of control? Your gastrointestinal tract is out of control. Your other organs could be out of control. Your emotions could be out of control. So many uncontrolled aspects. It's true. A person who cannot stop eating, cannot fast, 6 to 6, 6 to 6. It means you eat in the evening. You can't do it. You are young. At your age, you don't take medicine. Many people take medicine every day. Many people are diabetic. They have sugar going up, sugar going down, so many things. And you haven't reached there. Huh? Your sugar is, everything is okay. You can't fast. No. Your blood pressure is normal. Your cholesterol is normal. You have even checked it before. And you can't fast. Always eating. Go back to Hosea 12. Wow. How many agree with me that there's something wrong with that? Even I told you we are ending the fast at 3. But you should actually end that. You, those of you who are. Let me say, oh. 3 days, whatever. 6. 6 a.m. He had power over the angel and prevailed. He prevailed. Prevail in prayer. You are not successful in prayer yet. There are things that will come to you by prayer only. I'm telling you, nobody will get. You see the ministry that God has given me, nobody will hand it to you. You struggle for every inch of it. You think it will just begin to. I want to be a missionary. Look, go and prevail. Look at Jacob. Go and prevail in prayer. Spend your hours in prayer. Prevail in prayer. And you know something? In spiritual things, you can't link with people. It's one of the things you are going to learn. Yes. You know, joint things in spiritual things, they don't easily work. When it gets to a place, people will dissociate from you. They'll say, oh, I've distanced myself from what you are saying. Or will distance themselves from what you are doing. So most of the time, so me and you and let's go. That's why usually, even when it comes to singers, I usually work with one person. I've formed groups before, but before I realize, this one says I'm going here. This one says I'm going here. This one says I'm going here. So I found that it is just one person. And you too, you must see yourself as one person. Don't say, oh, we are going. No. Don't think of your best friend is not with you when it comes to spiritual things. It's you and your God. Don't say, oh, we are doing this. They are, we are. No, you will discover that when it comes to certain things, you are all on your own. Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie, they are my main people I've been with, friends and whatever, for all these years. When it comes to study, I'm on my own. I'm completely on my own. Totally. Because that's how it is. There are certain things I experience, they don't have it. They don't have any experience of it. They don't even understand some of the things. It's a reality. So you are doing with your friends, so are you fasting? So you are not fasting. You are a fool. That's what I want to tell you. You are a fool. You are a fool. And I've not called your name. I've not mentioned your name. Telling me and you and the three of us, we are. You don't understand. Jacob was with. No, even when God called Abraham, Abraham was trying to add Lot. It turned into confusion. Every problem Abraham had in his life was related to trying to take Lot along. It doesn't work. When we were part of an association of churches and our church was attacked, the pastors came there. They didn't say a word. They acted. They said, let's pray against laziness. Let us do this. Different people were called. Nobody spoke a word. Nobody will stand with you. Nobody will just act as if they don't know what you're talking about. They don't even know what you're saying. I learned it. I keep learning it. You keep learning that you are actually alone. When it comes to God, don't look to your right and say, Charlie, you dey pray. Charlie, you dey pray. Charlie, not pray, you pray. You fool. That's what I go. You fool. You go God all night. Me, I know they go. You dey go. You dey go the all night. Me, I know they go the all night. You dey fast. You dey break your fast. Charlie, me, I know fast the whole week. You don't understand. You are on your own. I'm telling you. You are not even with your wife or your husband. You are on your own. You are on your own. And when blessings come, they come directly for you. Blessings don't, Look, when people are blessing me, sometimes I look at the people around and say, this person needs the blessing. They will never give to the person. I say, oh, this person rather needs. No. No. That's how it is. Sometimes I try to put, oh, rather, please. So that somebody wants to say, look, I don't need. Then they will start quoting Proverbs. Say, even the sea, the rain falls on the sea. So, please receive it. Do you understand that proverb? Like, the rain which is full of water, it receives rain. Rain falls on the sea. People have proverbs, so. It's like the sea is full of water, but it's still receiving more rain. It never says it's enough. So, dear friend, he had power over the angel and he prevailed. He wept. He wept. And he prayed until he was blessed. He said, bless me. And he blessed him and changed his name. He changed his name. Many times I've been anointed to give people names. And the names turn out to be their names. Yes. Even today somebody asked me, give me a name. And under the anointing I gave the name. And then later I found out why I gave the name. Because the name meant so much. Yes. Because it's a blessing. So pray till you are blessed. Learn. You and God. So me and my pastor pray. Or my pastor has prayed for. Of course I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. But look, you can never substitute that for you personally prevailing until God blesses you and answers your prayers. And God is going to answer our prayer. This week we are praying for prosperity. This is our topic. Have you ever seen me say that we are praying for prosperity? Have you heard it before? This week we are praying for prosperity.
Hey!
Yes. You watch and see. God is doing it. Prosperity is accumulating behind your back without you even knowing it. You'll never be in need again. He had power over the angel and prevailed. Whatever spirit is fighting you, you have power over it in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 5. I want you to see that because the last verse of this, my little thing, is very nice. Verse 5. I like verse 5 and I like verse 6 too. But look at verse 5. We are ending. But look at it. It says, the Lord God, even the Lord, is his memorial. Like, God is everything to him. God is what he remembers. God is what he remembers. I love that. God is his memorial. God is what he remembers. God is what he thinks of. God is what he thinks of. I always think of God. I say, God, I thank you. It's good for me. I thank you for it. It's a good thing. You are blessing me. You are looking after me. You are helping me. I thank you, Jesus. Yes, God is what he thinks of. God is what he remembers. God is in charge is what he remembers. Yes. There shall no evil befall thee. My God, in him will I trust. My God, in him will I trust. My God, in him will I trust. God is what he thinks of most of the time. That's why I've been preaching of late and telling you, when you are rejected, look, God is at work. I've been rejected. Even this week I've been rejected. So we don't know you. We don't know your preaching. Your preaching is a provocative. Wow. Yeah. I've been preaching for you for 20 years. Now you say it's provocative. Wow. Fantastic. But all these things are, it's good. It's good. You will know that God is good. So don't God is his name. The first thing that comes to his mind is not anything negative, but God. God. Where is God? God is here. God is real. God is good. God is doing something. It is because of God. God is his memorial. Don't be worried. Don't be a human being. Be above human. Be supernatural. Trust in the Lord. Verse 6. And this is the part. This is the ending part. It says, Therefore, turn thou to thy God. Keep mercy and judgment. And what? And wait on thy God continually. That's what we are doing this year. We are waiting on our God continually. Not for 21 days. 21 days is history. It's the tradition. Now, we are going to wait on. Lord, I'm here again. God is going to hear your voice, I tell you. He's going to hear your voice. Lord, I'm here again. On the same topic. Lord, I'm on the same topic. Yes. Wait on thy God continually. Stand up, everybody. God is his memorial. God is his what? God is what he remembers. Lift your hand and thank God. Listen, commit yourself to Hosea 12 verse 6. Wait on thy God continually. Not 3 weeks. Wait on thy God continually. Wait on thy God continually. Wait on thy God continually. We are going to wait on our God continually, and he is going to make us strong. Father, thanks a million. Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Oh, you touch our lives. We give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you. Your blessing is supernatural and fantastic. We are grateful, Jesus, for all that you have done for us. We lift our hand and we say, Lord, we are going to wait on you continually. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall wait on you continually. We shall not wait on you just for a short time. We are going to be continuous in our waiting on you, Jesus. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here tonight and you are not born again. You are not born again. All right. I'll do that. You are not born again. What I mean is that you are not committed to Christ. Or maybe you are a Christian, but not a serious Christian. You want to give your life to Jesus tonight. If you are here like that, lift your hand quickly. Lift it up high. Pastor, I'm a Christian, but not serious. Or I'm not born again. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. Then I want you to your hand up. Maybe somebody invited you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come from where you are standing. Come to me. Come to me here. Quickly.
Come on to Jesus.
Give him your life.
Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus. Let him have his way. Come on to Jesus.
Lift your hands. Say after me, Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins. From today, I am yours and you are mine. I love you and I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Please write my name in the book of life from today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, lift your hands again. Say after me. Close your eyes. Say, oh God, thank you for calling me today. From this moment, I surrender my heart, my soul, my life, my everything to you, Jesus. Jesus, take my life and let it be acceptable to thee. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Now, all of you in front here, when we close, come to the side. I'm giving you one of my books quickly. Give here. All right. Now, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, thank you for these wonderful children. In Jesus' name, amen. When we close, you come and see me over there, okay? You can go back to your seats. God bless you. Now, there is a group in the church called the business community. You know yourselves. It's not businessmen who are here, but just we call the business group. If you are here, come. If you are here, come. Business community, you know yourselves. Mark 10:25. Mark 10:25. Yeah, come. Mark 10:25. Yeah, come. Beautiful. If you are not in the group, I beg you don't come. Yeah, come. If you are in the business community, come. Give me oil. I'm going to pray for them. Mark 10. No. 16. Sorry. Mark 10. Yes. What does it say? He took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. That's one of the ways to get a blessing. He took them up in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them. He took them up in his arms and put his hand upon them and blessed them. Amen. Lift your hands. Jesus, thank you for your blessing, for all these. All right. The main thing is the hands, not even the oil, but the hands. Be blessed. Prosper and be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you for your blessing. Thanks for your blessing. All right. Never be poor. Whatever your hand touches, it prospers and it increases. It increases. It increases. It doesn't decrease. It increases. Whatever your hand is involved with, it increases. Let your humility make a way for you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. He took them up in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. Be blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Young man, receive the blessing of the Lord. Careful. receive the blessing of the Lord on your life. Whatever you lay your hands upon, is blessed. Be blessed. He took them up in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them. Be blessed. Careful. He took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Everybody lift your hands. Thus says the Lord, for it shall come to pass in the last days that I will take away your shame, and for your shame I will give you double. It shall come to pass in the last days that I will wipe out the wicked man and I will replace him with the good man. In his place shall be found the upright, he that loveth judgment and mercy, and he that serveth the Lord with a good heart. In his place shall be found the Jacobs, who sought for God continually, and who sought after God in all things. Therefore, receive the blessing where you stand. Receive it. For a blessing is declared over your life. In the name of Jesus. Now there shall arise out of this congregation Jacobs. Your experience of Bethel is on the way. Get ready to enter Bethel and seek God for yourself. Your pineals is just about to come happen. For you will be awake one night and you will break through. You will break through. But you'll be alone. You'll be alone when he comes to you. For he desires to meet you alone. Experience you alone. For you are his servant. You are his child. Yeah, who is their leader? Joyce, come. The people who are their leaders, come. Leaders, come stand here. On the side. Come to the side. Those who are. Business community. Thus says the Lord. Lift your hands and hear this. Thus says the Lord. Your shame is being replaced with your glory and your honor. For I have found in you a pure heart, ready to seek me, ready to find me in battle, and ready to find me in Peniel. Your experiences will not be one. You will not have one experience. Your life is not made of one experience. There are going to be different experiences. Take it now. 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 More than one experience. 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 Receive wisdom. Receive. Receive. In the congregation, it's happening. It's falling. It's falling. Glory. 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 It's falling. It's falling. And it's yours. Jesus. I feel the power. I feel the glory. I feel the healing. And I feel his presence. Never alone. Never leave her alone, Lord. Never leave her alone. Appear to her. Appear to her. Appear. 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 Know him. him. Know him. Know him. I hear the word Bethel. I hear the word Peniel. Dreams shall be given to you. Interactions. Visions. Beings shall appear. Thanks. Thanks, Jesus. Now, anyone who is a business, any whatever you are doing, just lift your hand wherever you are. Everybody here is a businessman, whatever you are doing. Receive this prophecy for your business. Now, says the Lord, I raise up an army of my servants. If you will be my servants, I will bless you. Now I'll open the windows of heaven. Your blessings will not be in trickles, but I will pour blessings on you. I'll pour blessings on you. Your future will be certain because I have determined it. That says the Spirit. That says the mighty one of Jacob. Lift your hand and thank him for his blessing upon your life. We praise you, God, and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ward Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.